tell what you have to tell. You'll see your problems multiply.
So Trump says anybody that doesn't like the Iran war and was right about it not ending quickly and the Iranians close the Strait of Hormuz, not killing the economy and more, is low IQ. He says, I'm low IQ. Well, you can get your low IQ hats at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, the truth is the high IQ people warned Trump, and he didn't listen. And it's come out that behind the scenes he's freaking out, and he should be. But he now is caught in this pissing contest with Iran. And you got the Israel lobby there that is very aggressive publicly demanding this war of every U.S. president for 25 years. I mean, Netanyahu goes like 5-6 times a year to Congress and addresses them. And now he finally got what he wanted, and we have been basically trapped into this. We need to get out of there. We need to shut it down. That'll be seen as a defeat, but not as bad as continuing the defeat. And some will say, well, we just got to finish the war now. Oh, like Vietnam? It's not going to work, folks. And even if they get them out of there, say in 2 months, which is a very low probability, very low possibility, the damage baked into the world economy already is devastating. Gas prices may not fall below $3 until 2027, even if the war ended today, analysts are warning. You now got UAE, United Arab Emirates, supposedly, you know, the biggest buildings in the world, richest in the world. Oh, they get a few attacks. Now their markets are plunged. Everybody's moving out. Ask the U.S. about a wartime financial lifeline, a giant bailout. I'll cover that some start of the next segment, but right now, oh, Mr. Low IQ predicted that too. And so, how's that working out for you, Trump? Justin, you were making some good points about Charlie Kirk. We now know that indeed that's what was happening. I saw the trans cult saying he'll be dead when he comes to town tomorrow and all the rest of it. And as much trans violence as we've seen, I thought, okay, that could be it. And, you know, now they're saying they've got confessions from him and all the rest of it. I mean, I'm not saying Tyler Robinson couldn't have been involved, but clearly there's been a cover-up. Cash Patel, people that were in the meeting, I broke this in September last year, 6 days after, got Trump to agree to not let Tulsi Gabbard's Office of National Intelligence look at the foreign involvement intel that the National Counterterrorism Center had. So we know there's a cover-up. And so the FBI can say they have this evidence, they have that evidence. Right now, it's all extremely suspect. Go ahead.
Sure, there may be a cover-up, but it doesn't take a genius to look at the timeline. As soon as Charlie Kirk was removed from the picture, Trump really accelerated on Iran. But, you know, the elites and the wealthy people, they seldom do things for just one reason or another. Now we have this conflict with Iran. What is that going to do with the petrodollar and that we're at the end of the 50-year cycle for the dollar?
Exactly. The U.S. dollar is the real target of this. Globalists only do things when it aligns with all their interest.
Sure. So that's where I guess I kind of am leaning into what is going to happen. We're taking oil producers and we're trying to centralize control under one umbrella. And it's technically we're getting rid of redundancy.
It is a vertical integration, just like COVID doubled the profits of the Fortune 500 and billionaires on average and cut the general public worldwide's wealth in half. A deliberate wealth destruction transfer.
Sure. So I guess what do we do here? I guess what I can do, I mean, you know, I've casted my vote for President Trump, and it seems like he's turning his back on the things that we care about. I mean, what do I do?
You support good members of Congress, and you just continue to fight. You continue to oppose the global system. Thanks for the call, Justin. Back in 60 seconds. I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
No.
Ultra methylene blue. Just can't shut up about it. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, a lot of your phone calls, very thought-provoking today. I've got a bunch of other news I haven't hit yet. I want to mix in here coming up in just a little while. But right now, let's go to Jason in Ohio. Jason, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I've been listening to you since 2000, and you're a very difficult person to get a hold of.
Well, good to talk to you, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I just want to talk about a few things. First thing, Trump. So actually, during Trump's first term, if you remember when the far left was taking down the monument statues across the United States?
Yes.
The first statue that got taken down that he actually had restored and protected was in Washington, D.C., the statue of Albert Pike. And I was wondering if that might have some connection to the Freemasons. Do they have him doing stuff? Or, you know, what's the connection with the Freemasons? Because Albert Pike wrote the plans for World War I, World War II, and World War III. And it seems like the plans for World War III by Albert Pike are actually unfolding right now at this very moment. So it's just, and I guess the major plan for World War III from Albert Pike was to abolish all religions off the face of the earth.
Yeah, that Albert Pike letter he supposedly wrote after the Civil War about World War I, World War II, World War III that they claim is in the British National Naval Archives has never been found. But that letter shows up in like the 20s. So whoever wrote it did have inside knowledge attributed to Albert Pike. But yeah, he was the head of Masonry in the United States, 33rd degree Mason, revered by the Masons, the founder of the Ku Klux Klan, a Confederate general. And I did know there was a fight over restoring that statue. And I know Trump got in big fights over them trying to erase U.S. history. But factoid-wise, I'll take your word for it. I don't remember that was the first statue to get restored. Guys, look up. You're talking about the one that was in D.C., right?
Yeah, it was in Washington, D.C. But here's the thing, too, is if you look at...
No, I mean, like, I remember is one time we're walking down the street in D.C., and yeah. Well, I think it was Rob Deere, one of the camera guys, goes, that's the famous Albert Pike statue right there. And I think it's right by the big Masonic building, right?
Well, something I think you've mentioned before, too, or I might have heard from other people or looked into it. Like, I looked a lot into the Freemasons. The higher up you go in the Freemasons, they actually admit to worshiping Lucifer, Satan. So I know it's connected to the Lucius Trust stuff. And all that stuff.
All I know is George Washington was a Mason. You can read his articles in the National Archive online, where he spoke out against the Illuminati, Adam Weishaupt, and the French Revolution that was taking over Masonry. I know what Masonry is. It's the mystery schools that predate Christianity. You go back to Solomon's Temple and to Babylon and to Egypt. And it was like the old-fashioned colleges you didn't just get in. So they taught you mathematics and stuff. And architecture, you had to be part of a secret group because they wanted to keep that knowledge secret. Then they tied it to a bunch of, ancient occultic stuff. So, yeah, the Masons predate Christianity. At the higher levels, there's a bunch of occult stuff there. Skull and Bones is part of that, Bohemian Grove, set up by Taft. Skull and Bones is Skull and Bones Masonic. I don't think everybody that's in it is like a devil worshiper, but there's definitely a bunch of occult stuff and evil stuff high up in it, there's no doubt. I also know that there's a lot of Masonic stuff in D.C. It was very, very Masonic back then. It's really lost a lot of power. Most of the Masonic lodges are basically empty. So look at Hollywood, though, and then the whole culture. They've kind of externalized the occult, kind of even beyond Freemasonry. So people always say, is it the Jews, is it the Catholics, is it the Masons, blah, blah. Evil infiltrates any powerful group. And also know, go ahead and get a shot of me for a second here, that I see stuff every day online that I'm a Mason. I've never been to a Masonic lodge. I'm not a Mason. I did read history books and things, you know, about everything. And I have read about the Masons. I have said that my dad's grandfather was the mayor of a town and was a Mason and was a great guy. Like, oh, God, he mentions family's Masons. Well, yeah, Texas was founded by Masons. Yeah, of course. So, yeah. But I know that anytime I do this hand signal on air, meaning A-OK or done or delicious in hand signs, it just means okay. People go, look, he's flashing 666. No, I'm not. I mean, it's like the ADL wants the OK sign banned, saying it means Heil Hitler. Whatever that means, I have no idea how they say that. When I make a symbol, it's ever since I was a kid watching Jell-O commercials, and they had some ad with a black guy. I remember I was like 3, 4, 5. It aired all the time. It was some kind of coconut drink, and I'd watch even my parents like Hawaii 5-0, and the black guy would come on, and we'd go, "Ah, coconut, delicious beverage. Ah, delicious." So somehow that stuck in my head, like a chef. You will love it. It is delicious. Mwah. Bon appetit. That means like really good or whatever. So when I do that, every time I do that, they go, oh God, he did it again. We caught him. It's mental illness. So it's very legitimate to investigate the Masons. There's a lot of bad stuff going on there. But at the same time, if somebody points out at a crowd and waves at them, that's not Heil Hitler. If I, Mr. Hand Signal, this stuff just spontaneously comes out of me. I have family all the time that says, please stop pointing at me. I just can't help it. Like if I mean something really important, I point, not meanly, but I'm just pointing at them. You have to go off what the intent of something is, okay? Like I have people all the time saying, oh my God, people in Austin are devil worshipers because they'll drive in and see billboards for the UT Longhorns, people doing, you know, this. Well, when they do that, it's for a Longhorn and Bevo. It's not for Satan. It's like the rainbow predates homosexuality. But they've taken the symbol the last 50 years. Now it means that. So what I'm trying to say is people get obsessed over symbols instead of the content. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so something else I wanted to mention, too. Well, I got a few quick things to mention.
No, but I want you to respond to what I just said. You just want to...
Yeah. The Bible of the Freemasons, actually, they have a picture of Solomon's temple, and one of their biggest missions is to rebuild that temple. And that's what Israel's trying to do by the Dome of the Rock being in their way. So it seems like Israel's declared war on all Muslims, trying to take over that Dome of the Rock so they can rebuild Solomon's temple.
Well, you're right, but the Masons also have a giant branch of masonry into the Muslims.
Yeah. But with what you're saying about hand signals, I'm a realist. And I kind of laugh at a lot of stuff, people like, you know, saying all hand signals are Masons because people ignore sign language. And a lot of people take sign language and try to say, oh, that's a symbol of Freemasons or something. So,
yeah, but so the point is that when I do that, and it's involuntary, it is watching Chef Boyardee ads and other ads where they go, delicious. That is the intention of that. And my work is clear, but that's all these mentally ill people have is to look at something like that and say, oh, no, that is a Masonic thing. I appreciate your call. All right, let's move on quickly here. Just spent like 10 minutes on that. Let's go ahead. And yes, Solomon built the first temple. Then they built a second temple that got destroyed by Titus in 70 AD. And now they want to rebuild the third temple, which it says in Revelation is when the Antichrist comes. Dave in Colorado, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. It's so great to be online with you again. Back in the 90s, I knew my father was in the Bohemian Grove and went up there in Northern California every year. I'd had lots of experiences with him. I mean, I can remember when he had what's known as the surgery for the Black Eye Club, where they tore out his pineal gland and put a worm in place of the pineal gland. And I'm watching Trump now.
Hold on, let's just start over. Because I'm taking open phones today, which is fine. I love getting these wild card calls. But you just said your father had surgery putting a worm in his brain?
Yes. Yes. And they call it, nowadays, they call it the Black Eye Club. And you've got all these celebrities.
You know, I thought I've heard of everything. You know, a lot of people get black eyes, too, you know.
Okay, but just let me...
Let me just stop you. A few years ago, I have a tendency to get up to urinate during the night, and somehow was half awake and had, like, hung up a sports jacket or something sticking out outside the bathroom, and I walked into a clothes hanger, wooden clothes hanger, and I got a little bit of a black eye. Well, I immediately saw that in the morning. I go, oh, God, I have this black eyed club thing. They're going to say I'm a Mason. I need to put some makeup on. I don't ever wear makeup unless I have, like, a cut or something on my face, but maybe once a year. Famously, I was on Steven Crowder's show. They even caught it on surveillance camera. They have these sharp wooden panels. I was talking to Steven, and somebody talked to me behind. I turned my nose into the deal and cut it really bad, and then they made a joke about it when we played it on air. But I put makeup on my nose for a week. It was a big cut. It looked bad. That was not a secret Masonic deal to have a cut on my nose. Have you ever had a black eye?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I have. But
let's go back. Let's just go back, though. Because, I mean, we have open Bill Gates emails saying we need to kill the poor people that came out last week or 2 weeks ago in the Epstein files. No one cares. We have thousands of emails about eating children. No one cares. Okay? I mean, we have, like, total proof, okay? But and I see this black eye club thing, and I'm not doubting, but you, how does that connect it to a... You've got the floor here, but I want to start over. I want to go back to your dad had a worm surgically inserted into the center of his brain. Tell me about that.
Okay, what I know is because he told me. My father was in the Bohemian Grove, okay? And then he, in his 30s, he had this horrible bruising on his face. And then he started acting very, very weird, like it wasn't him anymore, okay? And I don't want to waste time going over and over and over all this history, how I deduced all of this. Because
I want to hear your dad told you that who put a worm in his brain? Kennedy says he has a worm. A lot of people have parasites. There's little bitty ones and even big ones. You get an amoeba in the water that'll eat your brain. Do you think Kennedy maybe has a mind control worm?
I sure don't know.
Who put a worm in his brain?
Well. Okay.
Dave, I'm not even mean to you. You call in and say, really my dad was in Bohemian Grove, they put a worm in his brain, and you're like, well, I don't want to get into that right now. No, I want to hear more about this.
Okay. Of course, when he was, I'm in my 70s now, so this is going back a long ways, but I do remember he was in the mob with his brothers, and he had gotten hooked up with them because he had done a lot of really classified work for the Navy, and he had been stationed in, I don't know how far back you want me to go, but the reality is that, and trying to cut to the chase, is that when he revealed to me that he was in the Bohemian Grove, and that was in the late 70s, and then I harked back to the time when he had that injury, and somehow, and I don't remember if it's because I listened to my parents talking, but I remember having that strong impression because I heard him talking about his surgery and his wound, okay? And then not long after that, and I'm just trying to tell you what I know but not take up too much of your time.
Well, I'm not mad. You take a lot of time to say you don't take up time. You said that about 8 times. I'm not mad. Tell us about the worm in the brain.
Okay, so when I started doing All right. So in the 90s, when I started getting really adept at trying to do searches and everything, I wanted to start trying to find out about the Bohemian Grove, because every time I tried to talk to my dad after that, he refused to talk to me. And so then I got hooked up with this guy named Alex Jones, who had penetrated the Bohemian Grove. So I made it my business to try to focus on everything I could about modern-day Satanism and how they were ruling the world, okay? And then when I started hearing about the Black Eye Club and what that actually was and what they did, and the point was with my father was he expressed to me this feeling that he didn't know they would do this to him, that he didn't realize what he was accepting. And then, and this is back when I was 8 or 9, okay.
Stuff's so weird, it might be true. They might be aliens putting some control worm in us. I'm not saying I believe you. I'm just saying you call up and start talking about putting worms in people's brains. I appreciate your call. Wow, I love it. We open the phones up to everybody for any subject. But your dad said to me, son, I didn't know in the surgery they put a worm in my pineal gland. He said directly that to you. I just think, like, it's like, what does that do? It's like, my dad had a worm in his brain. Alex Jones does the OK symbol. It's just like, meanwhile, nobody cares about all the giant real stuff everywhere. Stuff's so weird, though. Who knows? Maybe it's true. In fact, we have breaking footage of why Trump 9 months ago started going so crazy. This is actual footage. We've discovered who did it. It's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's really a mothership of the aliens. He vomits worms out on people that are mind control worms that then crawl in the ear. So we have footage of Secretary of State Marco Rubio and President Trump. This is actual footage being implanted with mind control brain worms. Here it is.
You see, their young enter through the ears and wrap themselves around the cerebral cortex. This has the effect of rendering the victim extremely susceptible to suggestion. Later, as they grow, follows madness and death.
Listen to me.
These are pets, of course. Not white. Domesticated.
Khan, Captain Kirk was only doing his duty.
No.
Now you want nuclear war. Now you work for Israel.
Touching Netanyahu.
That's better. Now tell me, why are you here? And tell me where I may find James Kirk.
All right, let's get serious. I'm not trying to be mean to the last caller, but give me a break. Headlines. Jones believes brain worms are in people. Well, there is the one that's in over 3 billion people from cats, and it actually mind controls you to love the smell of cat urine, so you want to have more cats so they can breed more worms. There's a bunch of other worms that are in the brain, a bunch of them that kill you. And every year, people die in Austin getting in the lake when it's too hot, and an amoeba swims up, gets in the sinus, mass produces, and eats your brain. People almost always die because they just think you got a fever when you come in. They don't really think, oh, we got amoebas growing right up under the cerebral cortex. So truth is stranger than fiction. But talk about stranger than fiction. Let me hit this before we go to break and come back with your calls. Trump tomorrow, live on air, we'll be covering it. It's when we're on air. He's going to read Bible verses from the Oval Office at America Reads the Bible event. out of the giant Bible, what is he going to read? He's going to read 2 Chronicles 7:11-22 about the building of the third temple, or about Solomon completing the first. Very, very interesting. Let me read this. Starting with 11. Thus Solomon, who we were just talking about Masonic, finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house, he effected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or I send pestilence among the people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. And as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shall observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of my kingdom according, and I have covenanted with David thy father. And the covenant continues on to Jesus, the rest of it, saying, there shall not fall thee a man to be ruler in Israel. There shall not fail thee a man to be the ruler of Israel. But if ye turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, you shall go and serve other gods and worship them. Then will I pluck them up from the roots out of my land, which I have given them, and this house, which I have sanctified for my name, and will cast them out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and byword among the nations, or an example of not to become evil and cross God, which is what, so, but this, we're told to do whatever Israel says, no matter how evil they are. And this house, which is high, shall be an astonishment to everyone that passes by it, so that he shall say, why hath the Lord done this unto the land and unto the house? I'm going to curse. And it shall be answered, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and have pulled on their gods and worshiped them and served them. Therefore hath he brought all this evil upon them. Wow. We'll be right back.
The bad guys all over the world, the EU, NATO, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Democrat Party, they all recognize InfoWars and its history. Since 1997, when I started the website and started using that name, as being probably the most devastating weapon of truth against them. And that's why they've tirelessly attacked us, censored us, and tried to shut us down. But because you stood with us as modern Paul Revere's, as true InfoWarriors, we've not only stayed on air, but we've become more effective and reached even more people, not just here, but around the world. This is 1776 Worldwide. Now, coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself is InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition, that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts, this is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. We also have a new line promoting the 250th anniversary of the American Republic, about to show you in a moment. But these are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines. Again, we the people, that means you and I, literally are the InfoWars. We are the eyes and ears on the ground. We are the people engaged in the fight to awaken humanity and seeing giant successes. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Dozens of new limited edition shirts in the 1776 line and hats. I love this one. InfoWars. All gut, no quit. Remember all the times the last few years when they had the fake auctions and raided us and turned the electricity off and got overturned in court? Oh, we're still battling. We wouldn't still be here if it wasn't for your fight. I'm the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. And that's who we are. So if you want to get this camo classic InfoWar shirt right now at thealexjonesstore.com. A lot of these new shirts and hats are totally new designs, but a lot of them are classics, but limited edition with 1776 on the shoulder. Now here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. There's not just the new InfoWars 1776 line of hats. There's things like this bad boy. Just real clean, classic Americana USA. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition America at 250 years old. Back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com. Semi-quintennial, that means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And this is just a small sampling of the designs, thealexjonesstore.com. InfoWars is 28 years old. America's 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250. 1776 forever. Again, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you all for your past support and just let you know it's up to you whether this continues on. The InfoWar lives on through you. I suggest you get some of these classic designs while you still can, because in the future, if they get shut this down, we're going to have big problems selling InfoWars named apparel. Could be your last chance to get it. Thanks for your support. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for being part of the true heart of America and the resistance against the globalists. God bless you all.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, a lot of really amazing phone calls today, some crazy ones too, but hey, it's all interesting and thought-provoking. We'll be covering live tomorrow when Trump reads the Bible verses on air about the temple and about curses on nations and lifting curses off Israel. Wild stuff. Yeah, God says if Israel doesn't do what they're supposed to, he'll curse them, but you're not supposed to say that any nation can be, that Israel can be cursed when any nation can be. But let's go back to your calls. I'm going to move quickly now to get everybody that's on the line here. Ken, Michael, Patriot, Austin, Lee, Texas Skeptic, Michael, Robert. I'm going to move quick now. Ken in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Just real quick, huge fan of Harrison, but honestly, I just wish he wouldn't, make kind of ridicule Trump. I think Harrison's got great arguments, and I wish, I want to see him really make his points, and I just find it kind of takes away from his argument. So just a quick shout out, but I love him. I love Harrison. Wish him all the best. The other thing I wanted to say was, I was a beat cop, and a lot of misdirection happens on things in front of you. I noticed when you can't trust info that's coming through, because there's a lot of info out there right now, and people that were for Trump, are now against him, and people who are against him and are for him, and I find I'm just the average guy, but there's just this litany of info, and you just don't know what to trust, and something I learned earlier in my career was I learned to trust my gut and read people. And I just find with Trump, although I don't really get a lot of the stuff he's doing along lines of what you've said, is that my gut feeling is that, he's a guy who he keeps his info tight, right? He's said it many times where he's not going to broadcast his plan or what he knows And my gut feeling is that, you know, the succession, the quick succession of Venezuela and then with Iran and maybe with Cuba, my gut feeling is that he had years to plan this. And a lot of the stuff, you know, with the DOJ and things like that and Epstein, I think he's hyper-focused that he, and again, he preached not to start wars, right? I think he thought this was worth it. I think he, my gut feeling, and I don't have, you know, I don't have the info that, you know, you do, and I could be wrong, but I go with probabilities. And my gut feeling is he has to do this for whatever reason. And I don't know what info he has, but I know what he has to lose. He's a father. I'm a father. He's a grandfather. And he's got, my gut feeling is he's got one crack at the bull. And I think he thinks this is worth it. I don't think he wants to do it. But
oh, no,
time,
I think, you know, Trump thinks he's right. And listen, the Chinese were controlling Cuba and Venezuela. I thought it was a dangerous operation. It hasn't been fully successful yet, but it's going that way. And I was worried, though, that that would embolden him to go for Iran next. Now, I know why he thinks he's doing this, but the Pentagon told him it was not going to go well, and it didn't. And I know the inside baseball at the White House, and now that stuff's in the news. So you say Trump had years to plan this. Well, he's had neocons in the Israel lobby for years telling him this was going to go well, and they were wrong. But I hear you, and I appreciate your call. And again, I don't tell my other talk show hosts what to say or do. I hire them because I think they're smart. I think they care. And I think they're telling the truth. I can disagree with Harrison on the way he does this or that. But I'm not going to, just in general, if I think they're doing a good job, it's good to have perspectives that aren't exactly the same. You know, sometimes I've had hosts that I'll disagree with. I disagree with them on air. And not him, but others. And they get butthurt. They think me disagreeing with them on air on this issue or that is censoring them. That's what Owen thought. I would disagree with him on a few things. And he would be like, he was being censored. Like, no, that's the opposite of that. Just me having a discussion. Sometimes I hear something I said a month ago, and I don't agree with that. I mean, I disagree with myself sometimes when I get more information. It doesn't mean I'm always right either. I've heard Harrison saying that Trump's being made a fool of. He is, by Israel. Now, is that ridiculing him? I mean, look. I've been trying to put pressure on Trump because I'm trying to get us out of this situation. This is a disaster, okay? For the economy, for the polling numbers alone, not to mention him promising he wouldn't go to war and all this stuff. This is bad, okay? A lot of listeners got pissed off at me because I said, no, it's gunboat diplomacy, it's Monroe Doctrine, it's Barbary Pirates, it's precedent. They can take Maduro out, but I don't trust them to not put people worse in. And now they put his vice president in, who's a total communist. Now letting her run things, where's their election? See, you don't think if Iran falls, they're going to put some good guys in, do you? No. They're going to break it in a couple pieces and keep them weak. That's the policy that Israel wants. And it's the same policy our government's had to keep us dumbed down and fighting with each other and weak. It's called divide and conquer. It's what corrupt systems do. Patriot in Virginia, then Michael in Nevada. Patriot, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? How you doing, man?
Good, brother.
Hey, first, I just want to say, I don't care what the Israeli cucks say about you. I was just listening to what you were just saying. You've been a big inspiration for me especially the last few years to start my YouTube channel and stuff. So I just want to thank you for that. But in my opinion, I think Trump is either compromised or he's in on the destruction, because there is no way. This is just my opinion. There's no way he's this stupid to burn it all down. He's got to know what him and Israel are doing is collapsing the global economy, unless this is the plan, like you said, to rein in the New World Order globalist system. And if that's the case, I don't think we're going to make it to the midterms. And if we do make it to the midterms, I'd be shocked. But
well, here's the deal. BlackRock is happy about the global recession depression it's causing because they have unlimited fiat money. Larry Fink is very happy about this war and wants to continue. So, no, yeah. Trump is pissed internally. It's come out. He knows it's killing the recovery. That's why he wants it to end. He got set up. And I'm not giving him a way out. He got lied to. That's what happened.
Yeah, the only way we're going to get things back on track and actually have a chance at saving this country, we don't just sit at home and give up or vote Democrat like Fuentes and these others are saying, because that's what the Democrat Party wants.
Yeah, we have to check the candidates, and Republicans are 10 times better than Democrats, and support good members like Burchett and Massey and so many others, and Senator Paul. And, you know, Trump, though, doesn't even show any vicious attacks on Democrats now. He saves it for people that supported his original platform. And, again, I don't look at it as me being attacked, okay? The truth is that just ups the profile of the show, and I disagree with Trump so much now I'm glad he did it. In fact, it's kind of a gift. But for him, he's saying, constituents, shut up and get behind me. You're the reason my numbers are down because you're criticizing me. No, it's because the policy is wrong. Thanks for the call, Patriot. Michael in Nevada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, this is Michael from Nevada. About 6 months ago, maybe a year ago, you did an interview with a couple of doctors that were working in the White House, and the topic of concern was that the medication that they were prescribing for President Trump could have a very dire effect on his health. I wonder if you remember that interview.
Yeah, no, wait. I had the doctor on that became part of the administration later. And had
that's the guy.
And I had another one on, and he was saying the type of heart medication they were giving him would make him sluggish and stupid, and it could also give him a heart attack, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, who was that? Hey, producers, what's his name? It's like a Indian name, right?
Yeah.
Then I had another guy on, too.
Yeah, it wasn't Jasser. It was somebody else.
And by the way, we asked ChatGPT what he said, and it said he was right. And then
I remember that. But, I just wanted to, I hadn't heard you bring that up here.
Well,
recently,
he was saying you do not combine these two drugs. And I've had family that's been on heart medication. It turns them into drooling zombies when they're on the wrong ones. And, he does seem more sluggish.
Do you think that maybe it's time to touch base with those guys again?
100%. Just blood pressure medications can do that to people.
Oh, I know. Yeah, exactly. But I just wanted to bring that up because I hadn't heard you bring that up recently.
I totally forgot. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, keep up the good work, man. I've been following you since I met you in Mesa, Arizona in 2007, protesting Obama, and that's the first time I got the Obama deception. So thank you.
Well, God bless you, brother. Thank you. Yeah, there's so many ways they can jack with Trump, and I'm not trying to make excuses for him. He just, about 9 months ago, things started changing. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Texas Skeptic on nuclear warfare and PSYOPs. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. You've lamented for years the lemmings that would prop up this system, and you would talk about how as soon as they shut the trap door, that those lemmings that helped build the system were the first ones to go. And now that's what's happening. You were kind of the Pied Piper leading your listeners to follow Trump, and now he's taking us all over the cliff.
I mean, I guess from one perspective, that's fair to say. But again, I use the analogy or the parable or the comparison of my mom's dad was super smart, super awesome. And he had one heart attack and heart surgery, did okay, got better for a few years. He had another one. And when they did the heart surgery, it broke stuff loose and got in his brain. And then he basically had dementia after that. And I would not call that my grandfather the guy he was for the next year before he died. So night and day, the old Trump did a lot better, controlled the borders, better financial things. I don't have to list it all here. Got us out of the carbon taxes.
But don't you think that was a way to just swing everybody's support underneath them, doing a few good things, and then everybody's cheering, yeah. And meanwhile,
well, hold on just a minute. I mean, the carbon taxes are basically done worldwide now. That's a huge positive deal. And I could go on for hours. You know, 96% shut down on the border, no tax on tips. Because here's the deal. It was never perfect. I'm not a lesser two evils, but if I've got one boat in the ocean and no boat, I'll take the boat over the no boat, you know, and rather than drowning. I mean, so I don't think I was the Pied Piper leading the kids over the cliff. I was sitting there weighing it, saying overall he's better. But I explained this is a global awakening. It isn't just about Trump. That's what I've been saying. I've been very critical of stuff Trump's done for the last 10 years. So, but I mean, if it makes you feel good to say I'm a Pied Piper, fine. I mean,
I forgive you. I forgive you. I remember standing in the convention hall in 2016 there in Cleveland, Ohio, and I just couldn't get over and rationalize how our two options were Heal the Beast, the murderer, and a reality TV show billionaire. Like, how did we come to a point in America where those are our options? If not, both of those options are played by the same boat. There's not two different ships. It's the same ship.
Well, I can tell you this. When I started back in Trump, I had intelligence agencies come after me and my family. I got sued and rigged stuff. All hell broke loose for years. So maybe I got blinded to not be a wimp when I'm getting headwinds and I'm under attack and I'm getting hurt bad for backing somebody and I'm seeing them do a bunch of good. I'm the type of guy that made me fight harder for Trump. You understand that?
Yes, sir. If I could say one more thing.
Listen, it's important. I did the opposite of backing down. I mean, listen, it was an off-the-record meeting, so it wasn't an illegal meeting, so I will not break the confidence because I've had other meetings with top people. I'd like to be able to still talk to them. You understand I was offered $50 million a year by the Democrats through their people to sell out to them in 2017. And they told me, you will be sued into oblivion. We will destroy you if you don't take this deal. So imagine me. I'm being told we're going to destroy you if you don't do this. And then I still backed Trump and got nothing but hell. So that, you understand, I took the road of pain.
Isaac Cappy says you're a Mossad, but we can't clarify because he fell off a bridge. He's dead.
Oh, my God. So a schizophrenic guy that I was nice and had on before he died, Isaac Cappy, you said I'm Mossad, so you just called in and said I'm a Mossad agent, huh?
Well, I just want you to join me.
No. Listen. What you are, so you think me exposing the USS Liberty, making films about it, all this stuff, and all I'm doing and having the Israel lobby attack me and the ADL call for my arrest, but you're a guy that doesn't have skin in the game. No one knows who you are. You haven't been attacked. Nothing. You call in to feel bigger. Thanks for your call. And feel powerful. And point your finger at me and say, I work for Israel. Absolutely preposterous. Then I have the Israel lobby saying I work for Qatar or the Iranians. Absolutely preposterous. I say what I think is right. And if you want to buy my T-shirts, ball caps, and supplements that are excellent and keep us on the air at thealexjonesstore.com, that's what you do. It's cut and dry. Cut and dry. I expose the eugenicists, the globalists, the poison shots, the New World Order, the whole agenda. But you want to call in and feel powerful and then imply I killed somebody because that makes you feel good. Okay, look at the mirror, bro. You're better than me. You're good. I'm bad. I wear a black hat. You wear a white hat. You're good. I'm bad. Enjoy your fantasy land. Michael in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, glad to see you back on the show today, brother.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if I can top these other callers, man. They're getting a little crazy out here.
It's okay.
Hey. So my big thing, I actually called last week when Rob Dew was hosting the War Room with Stuart Rhodes. And I spoke to them about my idea, and Stuart really liked it. I wish I could get in contact with him. He doesn't have an ex. I have no way to get a hold of him. But I feel like we need to start flooding the elections with independent candidates. Get rid of the parties. We know they're corrupt and they're corruptible. If we get behind candidates who are registered as independent, and we verify that they're a good person and that they're, what they want to do with their elected office is true to our American values, then the alternative media platforms such as yourself and other, Joe Rogan, whoever, just big people could get behind these people and push their message and let the American people know. We know people watch your show way more than CNN or MSNBC or any of them. So, but I feel like, I do have to agree a little bit with the prior caller that no matter which way the pendulum swings, whether it swings left or right, it's still advancing the clock on our enslavement. We've seen both parties for my entire lifetime of noticing politics, 30 years. I mean, I'm 45 years old. We've seen them feed us hopium just to rug pull us. And it's like they make great promises, but when it comes time and they get in office, their party, is a good old boy club, you know, and they're all hammering down on them and coercing them to do what's not right. And I feel like if we had strong independent candidates, it would be our best bet to salvation. I mean, we could literally turn it around in maybe one election cycle. But how do you feel about that? Is that something you could get behind?
I'd have to think about it, but quantify that again.
So rather than, you know, I know Elon Musk mentioned creating like a Patriot Party or a third party, but I
no, I heard
like
what you said. I'm just smelling it. Here's the problem. We're set up as a two-party system. You notice parliaments sound great, but ours was built after that because we saw the problem. You'll end up with 10, 15 parties once you have another one. It always more. Then they get in coalitions, and then they get together parliamentary-wise and then override the majority. Does that make sense?
No, it makes total sense. But don't you think it's more easily corruptible with only the two parties that we know are now
corrupt? Yes, I think after hundreds of years, it's become corrupt. And that's why you're supposed to reform a party by taking it over, which we halfway did with the Tea Party and then Trump. And now Israel saw the Democrats dying, so they swooped in and now are taking over the Republican Party in a foreign hostile takeover. And that's really where we're at. But yeah, no, I think all options are on the table. I think we have a major discussion about this.
Right. Is there any way you could get me in touch with Stuart Rhodes? I'd love to help him here in Ohio if at all possible.
Yeah, here's the deal. I have a limited crew. We're almost shut down. People call us all the time with names and numbers. If we do that, we'll just do nothing but give out numbers and stuff. Stuart has a website.
I went to his oathkeepers.info like he mentioned, and I didn't see a contact me option, but I can definitely continue to pursue that.
Well, I'll consult that and talk to him. I appreciate you. I'm not mad. I can't. I'm just totally overwhelmed here. I mean, I'm going to be really busy the next 10 days, 9 days for the shutdown, everything else. I mean, and they just walked in and handed me this. So I'm going to do a little bit in the next hour and then hand it over to Matt Bragan. New York Times, let's put the HD version up, please. Now, a year and a half ago, remember The Onion, they're supposed to have a auction under federal law so good guys could buy it or bad guys. The Onion had that shut down by the U.S. Trustee's Office, Justice Department, and had InfoWars handed over to them. The federal judge said that was not legal. And here we are a year and a half later. The Onion is now in the New York Times. It's just broke. And says they're coming in here to take it over next month. Even though we're still on appeal in Texas and they have huge liability, giant liability doing that. They've gone to Judge Gloria Gamble, the same one that's ordered the Texas trustee, the receiver, to turn our power, internet, and everything off the first. And they've already cut the internet, but the internet hadn't cut us off yet, so that might happen right now. I don't know, any minute. So you don't pay your power bill or whatever, and you just wonder when it's going to turn off, and all of a sudden you wait in the morning, it's off. That we've all been poor in college or something, and you had our power turned off and forgot to pay it. It's the same thing. I told you, Bloomberg and The Onion, folks. And talk about lawsuit city, but they don't care because they got that Bloomberg money. But it doesn't matter. I don't own the Alex Jones Store.com. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. And so it doesn't matter what judgments they have against me or anything. You need to support us. You need to go to the Alex Jones Store.com and get the t-shirts, get the ultramethylene red, ultramethylene blue, all the other incredible supplements. Fund us, support us. We are under globalist attack. We need to continue on to expose the Democrats and the psychotic neocon Israel firsters. We need to continue. Our most important work is still at hand. I've been battling the deep state for decades, but intensely for 8 years. And so I wasn't ignoring that last caller. I rarely do that, but I was halfway listening to him while I was speed reading this because they came in and handed this to me while he was talking. So I apologize to the caller if I sound a little bit distracted. I did hear you about the third party and the Patriot Party and all that. Musk said he was going to do that early on, and then he studied it more and pretty much agreed that it's just the two parties have a lock on that, too. They're not going to let a third party ever get up there. I mean, we've got major corruption, folks. We've got to have major reform. By the way, there's a deal that ends tomorrow. Ultramethylene red is so good. It works the same as methylene blue, but it's different. Works great with it. See the huge bottle of it right there by the methylene blue. If you're a subscriber, you cancel any time just in your profile. You get it each month. You can lock it in at 72% off. That's just $22.39 a month. That's at cost or right a little bit lower. But they want to induce you to see how great the product is. Today's the last day to take advantage of that. But while you're at it, we have the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, you name it. And we can't do this without you. So I want to thank all of you that have supported us in the past. But now is the time for maximum support for the Alex Jones Network and what's coming in the future. And yes, we're continuing. We're litigating offensively against the Democrats and their law firms, and that we're kicking their ass in court. That's why it's none of it's in the news. That's all in federal court where they're in big trouble. But then the state court, they moved it back into that because they got this Democrat Party Soros installed judge, literally because they run for office here in Texas, this Antifa judge that ran the show trial against us, and she is now set, even though, because again, they can't get clear title to this, and they won't allow an auction, which we said we would authorize that. They won't do that. They're going to give it, basically, for $80-something thousand. So they can make fun of me and have my identity and misrepresent me. The same logos, everything. Boy, they are in for a fight. But I need your support financially so that I can litigate these people. Because it's not just about them getting InfoWars. They say we're going to misrepresent and put his skin on, like Silence the Lambs. It rubs the lotion on the skin or it gets the hose again. And that's who they are. They want to silence you so they can be you. That's what they tried when they thought they got me off the internet, when they thought they deplatformed me. It didn't work. And it's not going to work now. I mean, they had dozens of programs the last week with that liar John Ronson all over these TV programs going, making up a totally fake origin story about me. And just none of it's even true. It's just insane lies. With former InfoWars employee, just all crap. But that's, they're like, how do we stop a populist? How do we, well, just shut him up and then misrepresent who he is. You ain't going to win. The people know the truth. We'll be right back with hour number four. I'm going to read you this article and Matt Bragan takes over.
Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself is InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts. And they're symbols of your support and you're being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Now here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. InfoWars is 28 years old. America's 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250, 1776 forever. Semi-quintennial, that means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition, America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
I'm back because I forgot one point I want to be very clear about. This is a fundraiser. We need funds to continue on and the new operation. It's urgent. These are historic shirts. You've taken the InfoWar this far. Please take action now. For those of you who have been on the fence and never bought anything, dollarstore.com, but have shared links and things, I appreciate you. But come on, folks. We're the tip of the spear. We need you. We need your support. You're the tip of the spear. Thank you so much.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.